Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There are many reasons to give to charity. The feeling of helping someone else, the importance of giving back to the community, investing in causes you believe in. But our next guest says that when you decide to give to charity, you should probably also know the various ways to maximize your tax savings. John Robertson is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be here.
We're talking about charitable giving today, but, you know, a couple of years ago with the new tax law, there are a lot of people who don't need that deduction anymore because the standard deduction has gone up so much that there's no tax break for charitable giving for a lot of people now, right?
Yeah, Mike, you're right. Back in 2018, they greatly expanded the standard deduction, and so now only about 10% of people itemized. So there are a couple of other ways that you can take advantage of some tax savings if you're giving to charity. The one that is most readily accessible right now is as part of one of the coronavirus relief packages. The first $300 of cash gifts that you give are deductible to anybody who gives cash.
Any qualifications as to what type of charity?
So, yes, Mike, it's a qualified charity, which is almost any charity. Some supporting organizations don't qualify for that, but by and large, any charity that you're giving cash to, your church or pet shelter or food shelter, anything like that, you can deduct that first $300. So this is a great tactic for people that just have a few hundred dollars that they want to give away, and they get a little tax benefit from it. So it's a nice win for the giver and a nice win for getting some more charitable gifts out the door for the charities.
And so that's just for 2021. That doesn't qualify for last year for any of those who have not filed last year's yet, right?
Well, it qualifies for 2020 as well, but it's too late to make those gifts. So if you gave those gifts in 2020 and you're filling out your tax return, you can take advantage of it. But yes, it's 2020 and 2021 are the only 2 years that's currently eligible for.
All right, great. How about some other strategies?
Well, Mike, the biggest win for a lot of my clients is if they're 70 and a half and older and have IRAs. If you're in that boat, you can give money out of your IRA to a charity and you don't recognize that as income. So it's a great way to be able to pull money out of your IRA without recognizing taxable income. So if you're 70 and a half and older and you have an IRA, 9 times out of 10, that's my recommendation for you. So go ahead and just do that, because if you're going to pull money out and then give it to charity, it might save you some Social Security taxes. It might save you some Medicare premiums. There are a couple of wins that can come out of this.
And so is that where the charitable contribution has to go directly from the IRA to the charity? It can't go through you?
Correct, correct. The check is made payable from your IRA account to the charity. That's called a qualified charitable distribution, or some people call them a QCD. That's the tax jargon for it.
All right, John, what else?
So, Mike, if you're one of those really smart people who bought Google stock in 2004, that has really substantial built-in gains in it. And maybe even if you aren't that fantastic of an investor, you might have some stocks or mutual funds that have some built-in gains. A strategy that I think is fun, because I think this way, is you can give those stocks or mutual funds directly to the charity, and you get the deduction for the fair market value of those investments, and you avoid paying capital gains tax. So you don't have to sell it. You give it to the charity sells it, but the charity doesn't pay income taxes. So you can get more money that way, the charity can get more money that way, and save a little bit more in taxes. So it's a double tax savings.
And if you are one of those who does not benefit from itemizing, then at least you avoid the capital gains.
Exactly.
All right, anything else? We've got just a minute left.
Oh, sure. So if you're one of those people who gives substantial gifts, and in my mind, maybe $5,000 a year or more, it's worth talking with your tax advisor. There's some interesting strategies where you can bunch all your gifts in 1 year, so you can itemize in that 1 year and then take the standard deduction the following year. There are some tools called donor-advised funds, which people may have heard about. That's a way to give to charity as well. So If you're in that camp that gives more aggressively to charity, talk to your financial or tax advisor. They might have some good options for you that'll save you a little bit more in taxes.
Well, John, as always, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
John Robertson is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group, and he joined us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.